This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hello, and welcome to the fifth and final installment of Singing Mountain's 2018 Halloween series. This episode is going to be all about Darkstalkers, which is a game series I've mentioned many times on this podcast before, but never really given a spotlight. I kind of wanted to lead up to this and have this be my big final Halloween effort. And then when I was putting together a track list, I realized Darkstalkers, musically speaking, is not the most Halloween-y game in the world. It is a fighting game about movie monsters punching and kicking each other, and there's a Dracula and a Frankenstein and a mummy and a creature from the Black Lagoon, but the music is kind of all over the place. In fact, the tone of the game isn't as necessarily Halloween-y as you might expect. It has monsters, sure, but it's also still a fighting game, and it's very goofy and also weirdly sexy, like more so than you might expect, and in characters you wouldn't, like, of course, Morgan and Felicia the Catwoman are extra sexualized, and that's kind of a given, but they do it with the boy characters too. Like, the merman? He's a lot better looking than you expect a creature from the Black Lagoon to look. And even the Frankenstein's monster character, they give him his little moment. Very strange game. Still, this is how I'm ending Halloween on what is sort of an unusual note. And instead of giving a full episode where I give you background on the game and talk about the things I like about it most and the characters I like most, I'm just going to play what I felt like were the most Halloween appropriate tracks in the style of one of those Friday episodes where I just do 30 minutes of straight music. So this will be without a whole lot of context, but I think you'll get it anyway. You're going to be hearing character themes and stage themes from the three arcade versions of Darkstalkers, and then also Chaos Tower, which was the console re-release that had some extra content, including Donovan, who is the Dompier, half-vampire, half-human, sort of like Blade, but not really like Wesley Snipes at all, fighter who appeared in the second game but did not appear in the third game, but they brought him back retroactively, so he got his own theme song for that console version that you never would have heard in the arcades. You're going to hear two different takes on Morgan and Dimitri's themes. They are essentially the Ryu and Ken of the series and basically the lead characters, even though no one really cares about Dimitri, everyone just likes Morgan. You'll hear two different versions of those. You'll hear one of Victor the Frankenstein's stage themes. You'll hear one of Anacharis the Mummy stage theme. The second track you'll hear is a theme for a stage called Iron Horse, Iron Terror, which is this absolutely ghoulish train that has like disembodied human body parts on the locomotive. Very, very upsetting. I don't know why they did that. In Darkstalkers 3, that is the stage of Cupie, the bee girl, which comes from I don't know where in pop culture, but she's an evil bee who harvests souls instead of honey and apparently also rides a train. Doesn't make any sense. Really interesting aesthetic, though, and a really good track. As far as composition goes, the through line for this series is Takayuki Iwai, who is the only person listed on all three arcade versions. In the first game, regular Darkstalkers, the co-composer is Hideki Okagawa. Hideki Okagawa actually comes back for the second game, Night Warriors, Darkstalkers Revenge. And on that game, they are joined by Akari Kaida. And then the third game, the soundtrack is credited to Iwai and then Masato Kuda. The third is actually probably the jazziest of the three. And don't forget, this comes from that period in Capcom history where they're like, wouldn't jazz music be a good backdrop for people beating the crap out of each other? I'm not against it. I just want to know where it came from. I think it's very interesting. What a fun period for fighting games. I think that's everything I need to say. Please follow me at Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E on Twitter or at SingMopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. You can listen to previous episodes and all the other Halloween episodes at SingingMountainPod.com. Happy Halloween. For the fifth and final time, happy Halloween.
animals.